Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for tuning in tonight on our Hour of Prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our 1,255th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal here is to encourage the people of God and to win souls for the kingdom. We invite you, if you have a prayer request, to call in tonight at 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. You may press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. You can also log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. What a mighty God we serve. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus the Christ. Your word says that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are so thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. So God, we come tonight as humbly as we know how. We come tonight praying to the all-knowing God. We don't pray to man. We don't pray to a statue. We don't pray to the angels, but we pray to the true and living God. We come out, oh God, we just come, first of all, we just want to thank you for you being God. You are not man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. You are the true and living God. So we just want to thank you, God, because you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, and you are the creator of man. And it's in you that we live, and in you that we move, and in you that we have our being. We are your offspring, oh God. So we come doing what you've commanded or asked or requested for us to do. We come in prayer, and we come in faith. We come in believing, and we come standing on your word, oh God. So we come tonight because your word says that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins, and heal the land. So, God, we are your people, and we come before your throne with humility. We come before your throne with reverence. We come before your throne with worship. We come before your throne to give you honor. We come before your throne to praise you, God, for you being God. We thank you because you are God that knows everything. We thank you, God, because we know the outcome of a thing. We thank you, God, because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. So everyone who's on the airway tonight, God, I believe we are called according to your purpose. So we come in your presence, Lord. You said when two or three are gathered in your name that you are in the midst. So we believe that you're hearing our hearts' prayers tonight. We believe that we're going to move the heavens, God. We believe it because you said, glory, glory, oh God. You told us to do this, God. So we come tonight. Lift up every spiritual leader before your throne. Every spiritual leader around the globe, oh God. You know them. You call them. You cover them in their mother's womb. You know every step that they take, oh God. God, draw them closer to you like never before. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Because in the blood there's protection. In the blood there's provision. In the blood there's health and healing. In the blood there's favor and power. In the blood there's victory and triumph. In the blood there's eternal life. But in the blood there's forgiveness, Lord. So God, we lift them up before you. You know their need. You know their desire. You know about them. So God, we ask you to meet their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And God, while we're on the airway, we lift up Pastor Toy before you, God. Remember her grandchildren. Remember her mission, her desire, God. Everyone that's on Prophet Kingdom Network, you know all about us. You know our desire. You know our care, Rebo Shanda. So we place all on the altar today. Every bishop, every apostle, every minister, every evangelist, every deaconess, every praise and worship leader, every Sunday school teacher, every Sunday school student, every choir member, every usher, every missionary, every mother and guide that's praying between the porch and the altar, every father that's believing you to do the impossible, we lift up the whole body of Christ before your throne. Oh, God, we need you like never before. God, we believe your word is true. Without faith, it is impossible to please you. God, we have faith. We believe in you. We believe in your Son. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe everyone that's in the world. God, we believe you, God. We thank you. We praise you. Because we know that you're hearing this prayer and you're moving. God, someone needs healing in their body, God. Jesus, you are the bomb in Gilead. The word says you are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. God, you're bigger than any disease and plague that's going throughout the land today. You're bigger. You're bigger, God. You can heal. Oh, God, you're moving, Lord. You're moving. We thank you. You're bigger than any plague. You're bigger than COVID-19. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than schizophrenia. You're bigger than bipolar. You're bigger than kidney disease and renal failure. You're bigger than any cancer. You're bigger than HIV and AIDS, Lord. You're bigger. Healing is the choicest bread, Lord. You are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. You can heal multiple sclerosis. You can heal acid and reflux. You can heal, Lord, animals. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. You're holy. You're righteous. We thank you. You're moving. We feel you, Lord. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, God, those who are mourning tonight, God, them. Call them in their loss, Lord. Be with Kyle and Pam, God. Be with the Davenports. Be with the Lucas family. Lord, everyone that's mourning tonight. God, they said that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Oh, God. The pain. The devastation. God, comfort them, Lord. You are the God of all comfort. There's nothing too hard for you. Just be standing in the gap tonight, Lord. We believe you. You called us to prayer. You called us as intercessors and supplicators. But Jesus the Christ, you are the greatest intercessor. You are the greatest supplicator. You are the greatest high priest. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh, God. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing. Nothing, Lord. God, you see what's going on with those who are at work, Lord. They're talking about the stimulus package, God, but you're bigger than the stimulus package, Lord. The sinner man's heart is laid up on the righteous, and the good man lives in the inheritance for his children's children. God, you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now be seed making bread, oh God. Lord, you promised, you're able, Shanda. You're able, God, able, Shanda. You're bigger than the White House, God. You're bigger than Donald Trump, God. You're bigger than the outstanding, able, Shanda, able, Sunday. God, you're bigger. God, those who have faith and believe you are sitting in the gap. God, you're bigger. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Those who are homeless, Lord. Those who are without food, God. Those who are medical, God. Lord, you're able to do the impossible. You're able to make able, shine, they're able, die, able, God, you're able, Sunday. God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We honor you. Oh, God, move like only you can, Lord. Move like only you can. Oh, God, the injustice that's going around, Abel Shanda. God, you said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. God, you see every injustice. You see every wrongdoing, God. Everything that's done in the dark will come in the light, Lord. You said, Abel Shanda. Oh, God, God, you're worthy, you're holy, you're righteous, we love you, we worship you, we bow down before your throne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight, God. We praise you. We love you. We honor you. God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God. And the ones about to give up, God, because they tried everything, Lord. God, send someone to minister to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind the spirit of suicide, lose life in the name of Jesus the Christ. And you said the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us as believers and leaders, God. That's your doctrine, that's your word, Lord. So we bind the spirit of suicide, lose life in the name of Jesus the Christ. Nay. Oh, God, you're moving. God, you're moving. God, we thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. And never to leave your presence. Sister Adrian, you ready to minister in song? Mm-hmm. God, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight until we have to die. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. In the army we fight. We have to fight although we have to die. We have to hold, we have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. I'm glad I'm a soldier. I got my hands on the gospel plow. I know someday I'll get old and I can't fight anymore, but I'ma stand here and fight anyhow. Oh, it's soldiers in the army. We have to fight although we have to die. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. I love you, Lord. I love you, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh, sweet, holy. Sweet heavenly God, why don't you stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for these blessings we lift our hearts and pray. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived. Since we shall leave this place. We're soldiers in this army. We have to fight. Although we have to die, we have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Adrian. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, amen. We have to keep fighting, amen, amen. Again, if you have a prayer request, you may call in at 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Again, that's 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Press the number 1, and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. Amen. I have a scripture tonight. I believe that the Lord gave me this scripture, because here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we always ask the Lord before we go on the air what would he have us to share at that moment? Amen. And the scripture that God gave me is Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 13. And this is the King James Version. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. Again, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The word conclusion is the end or finish of an event or process. Now, I'm going to encourage everyone to go back and read Ecclesiastes, the whole book, amen. Here, the author of this book is Solomon. And Solomon speaks of his sin and how he had brought trouble on himself in his kingdom. That kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? And he had broken peace with God. And instead of peace, he had great bitterness. And when you have bitterness of heart or soul, everyone around you is impacted or affected by it. You know, when bitterness comes in, you know, there's resentment that's given off, or there's anxiety that's given off, or fear or worry. And how many of us know turmoil is not of God? But the good thing is that Solomon had a repentant heart. And God loves it when you repent and turn back to God. Because the very word repent means to make a conscious decision that what you have done or doing is wrong, and you turn around or make a 360-degree turnaround to want to do what's right. Amen? So he had a repentant heart. Now, in Ecclesiastes, one of the chapters, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Time. Now, we know that God is outside of time. God is eternal. But he has given time to man. And when God gave time to man, it was with a purpose. And we have a duty, as I just read, as men, is to find out what our purpose under the heaven is. Now, we know that everyone is not given the same amount of time. We realize that. So because everyone is not given the same amount of time, that means that everyone does not have the same purpose. Now, we're talking about, let us hear the conclusion of a whole matter. We must go back to the beginning, amen. In St. John, the first chapter, verse 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. He's one with the Father, and he's the second part of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are one. So the Word, Jesus Christ, had a being before the world had a beginning. So there was a glory and happiness which Christ had with God before the world was. So we're talking about the conclusion of the whole matter, amen? So God is the supreme being. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful, supreme power. Hebrews says that he upholds the universe by the word of his power. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Psalm 139:7 says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? God never slumbers, neither does he sleep. His eyes go to and fro to behold his creation. So the all-powerful God, the all-knowing God, the all-seeing God made creation. And everything he made with a purpose. When he made the world, he spoke it into existence, amen? He said, let there be. So he created the moon with a purpose, and that's to give light at night, right? He made the sun with a purpose, and that's to give light in the day. God made the oceans and the seas, and he made them with a purpose. And their purpose, one of their purpose, is for man to eat. There's fish in the ocean, amen. So when God made creation, as I said, he spoke it. But when he created man, he spoke to the Godhead. It said, let us make man in our image. Now, God is all-knowing. God is all-wise. Perhaps God made man last so that man would never be able to think that they had a part in creation. Now, in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, it says that, it's the 40th chapter, I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. It says, who hath directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Man had nothing to do with creation, amen. So when God made man, it says in Genesis 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, what I like about this is that God formed him. So forming means to make or fashion into a certain shape or form. He touched man with his finger. Amen? But everything else he spoke into being. So when he spoke the moon and the stars into being, he gave them a command. And their command was every certain time of the night, moon, your purpose is to give light to the earth at night. When he made the sun, he made the sun with a purpose. Sun, I command you during the day to come out and give light to the earth so that his people, his children, can see. Hallelujah. But when God created man, he created man because he wanted to have a relationship with man. He wanted to have a dialogue with man. He wanted to be able to communicate with man. And we know the story that when God made man, he made Adam. And when he made Adam, he placed him in the garden. And Adam had a relationship with the Lord. He communicated with the Lord. And we know the story, amen, how the serpent, the tempter, beguiled them. And what happened? Because of their disobedience, because they ate the forbidden fruit, we know that sin came into the world. And because when sin came into the world, then the word of God says that when man was born, we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That's why all the chaos that's going on in the land is because of sin. But God's purpose for man was to always have a relationship with the Father. The word of God says that in the world we will have tribulation, but God said, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. The only way that we can get back to what God created us to be is to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, to get in right standing with God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We were created to be in fellowship with the true and living God. We were created to have a relationship with the true and living God. God, that's what God wants for his children. We look at the earth. We see what's going on in the earth. We see it. We know what's going on. But that's not what God has for us. It's not. But the purpose for us, as I said, God wants to put us back in position. And our position is in Christ. You know, I was saying earlier in the beginning that in the prayer that God said we are to pray, let thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. God doesn't want us to walk around stressful. He doesn't want us to walk around in fear. He doesn't want us to walk around in the darkness. God wants us to come into the light, because in the light, in Jesus Christ, there's safety. In Jesus Christ, there's protection. In Jesus Christ, there's provision. In Jesus Christ, there's healing. In Jesus Christ, there's victory. In Jesus Christ, there's forgiveness. There's mercy. There's grace. There's favor. There's power. There's eternal life. In Jesus Christ. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That is that God wants us in right standing with him. He's yearning for us to get back into right standing with him. He's longing for us to go back to communicating with him and reading the word daily and having prayer daily and worshiping before his throne and loving one another and loving our neighbor. And yet even praying for, we have to pray for the things that's going on in the land. We don't like it. I don't like it. We don't like what's going on around the world and in the White House. We don't like it, but we are called to prayer. Oh, God. Prayer moves God. A pure heart moves God. A sincere heart moves God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, that men are to fear God and keep his commandments. When we're talking about fearing God, that's reverencing God. That's acknowledging God is sovereign. That's acknowledging who God is. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we honor you. Hallelujah. You are worthy. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Elohim. There's no God like El Shaddai. Oh, God. There's no God like Jehovah Sabaoth. Oh, God, you fight for your children. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Well, we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Our whole purpose for being is to put God first in our life. Our whole purpose is for being is to worship Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Our whole purpose for being is to have a right relationship with God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, you are horrible, Shad. God, we thank you, Lord. You said in the world, we have trire bosha, tribulation, be of good trire bosha, you have all core. You have overcome the world. God, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. The finished God, the process, Lord, is to get us back to you in glory, Lord. That's the conclusion of the whole matter, that when this is all said and done, when we fulfilled our purpose, when we found our purpose in you, when we've done all that you told us to do, Lord, yay, God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Again, if you have a prayer request or even a testimony, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091 or 323 870-4174. You can press the number 1 and be placed into the queue. If there's no prayer request or testimonies, we're going to, I guess, end early, but before we have our closing prayer, we're going to have, are there any announcements, Brother Rob?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where you are listening to us, whether you're listening to us via phone or listening to us via internet, we appreciate your listenership, and we thank you so much. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just let us know you turn your life over to Christ. If you want to hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can just simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for Roundtable Ministries. And that's going to be hosted by Pastor Toy, Elder Charles Lee, and myself, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. So once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Roundtable Ministries. Anytime you want to see our upcoming shows and advertisements, we invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can just go ahead and we're under Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also listen to us anywhere where podcasts are listened to, pretty much on iTunes and Google Plus. With that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the show back over into Evangelist Trina.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those announcements. We're going to actually do altar calls. So if there's anyone out there that's listening and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you, we encourage you to accept the Lord so that you may have eternal life. You know, God so loved you that he sent his only begotten Son into the world. See, Jesus Christ died at Calvary, and when he shed his blood, he shed it a remission of our sins. That's how much Jesus Christ loved you and me, that he was without any sin, took on our sin, so that we can have a right to the tree of life and a right to be able to call God Father. So if you want to get to know the Lord that we talk about at Purpose Kingdom Network, if you want to get to know God as your Father, all you have to do is believe the word that we talk about or speak about or the God that we pray to. All you have to do is open up your heart and receive him and believe. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So all you have to do, if you want eternal life, if you want to walk in the blessings of God, if you want to be forgiven for your sin, if you want to be able to call God Father, if you want to part in the kingdom of God, I invite you to repeat after me. Father God. Because now, if your heart is turning towards God, he is now your Father. So now you can say, Father God, I admit that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus the Christ, to die for me. I accept him now as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I'll live for you. If you said this prayer, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. I encourage you to tell someone that you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. I also encourage you to find a church home in your community, a church or a pastor that preaches the word of God, the unadulterated word of God. Because, see, when you find a church that preaches the word of God and preaches that Jesus Christ is Lord, change happens. Yes, Lord. You become a new creature. When the true gospel is coming forward, the old thing that you used to do, you don't want to do anymore. Yes, God. Hallelujah. So until you can find a true church, we invite you to tune in every night on Purpose Kingdom Network. We are not perfect people at Purpose Kingdom Network, but we serve a perfect God. Hallelujah. And our desire here is to be all that God would have us to be. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank you. So if we don't have any prayer requests or any testimonies, we're going to close out in prayer, amen. Because I believe that I gave you the scripture tonight. And I encourage you to go back and read Ecclesiastics, because in that passage of scripture, the book of Ecclesiastics, Solomon is talking about how, you know, sometimes we can get so caught up into the things of the world that don't really mean nothing. He even calls stuff vanity. It's all vanity under the heavens. I mean, this stuff is temporary. This stuff is fading. The only mean thing that's going to last is eternity. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So go back and read Ecclesiastics. It'll help you put things back in its proper place and help you put things back in order. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, we praise you. Oh, God, we love you. God, we magnify you. God, once again, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. I was told there's a caller on the line. You can bring the caller in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Evangelist Trina.
Hi. Is that Michelle? Hi.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I was thinking about you.
Thank you. I'm going to live a long time.
That's okay.
You.
We
thank
didn't
you.
Forget
thank
you.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I just
it's
got
one.
I just got one.
Okay.
I just thank you. Thank you for remembering me, not forgetting me. Thank you. But I just got one, so I really don't know what you was talking about. But I know Brother Rob last night when I was on the show, he said that you were going to be on. I just basically, you know, needed prayer. And I got a small testimony, nothing major.
Oh,
you know, I want to start off with prayer for my neighbor. I'm gonna say the Buchanan family. My neighbor, she lost her husband back in November. Her mom just passed away yesterday. So
who passed away?
Her mom passed away yesterday.
One of my neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have prayer for her.
Her name is Melanie. Melanie or the Buchanan family, because I'm speaking for the whole family, the children, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have a prayer request just for that, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay.
And for my family, and to just, you know, for God to keep giving me strength, you know, with COVID, because I was living in so much fear, depression, anxiety. And my testimony is, you know, I just kept praying and praying for strength. And out of nowhere, like, I just been up for the last 2 days, like, cleaning my house. I got me some new furniture, thank God. I wasn't cooking or nothing. So for the last 2 days, I've been cooking and cleaning. And, like, the enemy really, really, really tried to take me under. He really did. But
the devil's a liar.
You don't have no room over here. It's no room over
here.
Right. You know, my daughter was acting out. It was a lot. And, you know, I just thank him so much, you know, because I just kept praying and praying, and I didn't stop even when I wanted to. I just didn't stop. I just kept praying. Even if it was just a small prayer, a short prayer, you know, I just kept praying and just didn't stop.
And God continued
for him to work on me and, you know, to take the fear out of me and to know that, you know, when it's my time, it's my time. You know.
We're gonna have a prayer right now, Michelle. Father God, in the name of your dear son, Jesus the Christ, God, we come before your throne on behalf of your daughter, Michelle, God. You hear her heart cry. You hear her prayer request. God, give her a spirit of peace, Lord. God, draw her close to you. Be with her daughter. Be with her family in the name of Jesus. And God, because she called on behalf of her neighbor, the Buchanans, God, the passing of the mother. Lord, even in that, God, because she counted it, though, she took time out. God, meet her need in the name of Jesus. And God, as the Buchanan family mourn, God, you see the heavy heart. You see the tears. You know the pain. So, God, we ask that you comfort them in their hour of grieving, Lord, in the hour of bereavement, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in Michelle's life, Lord. We thank you for the strength that you're giving her. And right now, we bind the spirit of fear and lose peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep her home covered, Lord. Keep our children covered, God. Everything about Michelle covered under the blood in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
God,
yes,
we thank you.
Yes,
we thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
We
yes,
thank
Father.
You.
Yes, thank
in
you.
In Jesus'
Jesus.
Name
thank
that we pray.
You,
there's
you.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We
yes.
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Michelle, you be encouraged, honey. You know that we love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We're praying for you, okay?
And I love y'all more. Thank you.
Yeah. You are welcome. Be blessed, okay?
All right, you too.
All right. I believe we have another caller on the line.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Trina. This is
Praise
Sister
the Lord.
How you doing, like? I'm just sitting here enjoying the word that you're giving. And I just want you to, you know, I just need for my family and Purpose Kingdom to keep my family in prayer. This is Sister Hudson. This is Robert's wife.
I thought you sound familiar.
We're just going through a little, you know, turmoil. You know, I had a nephew that was shot in the back of, about 2 months ago. And, with this here COVID, you know, he lay here paralyzed, but what happened was he developed a decubitus. A decubitus is a bed sore gone wild. So the bed sore is in his rectal area, and it's big as a fist. You know, so if the gunshot don't kill him, the bullet, the decubitus. So I'm just asking for prayer because this is my twin sister's baby son. Now, she lost her oldest son 10 years ago to gun violence in the same area.
Oh.
So I'm just asking for my kingdom, my family, Purpose Kingdom, to keep my family in prayer.
I sure will. I sure will. And I heard when I was talking to your husband, I felt the heaviness, you know. But, you know, the word of God says that we are to, you know, be in prayer for one another. You know, we are to cover one another in prayer. You know, when one hurt, the other should hurt. You know, that's the scripture. One rejoices, we all rejoice. One hurt, we all do. You know, and I'm glad you called in tonight. We're going to certainly pray. We're going to believe God. God is a miracle worker, and there's nothing too hard for God. So we're going to go right now before the throne. Thank you, Lord God. Because he said we can, Sister Hudson, that we are going to touch and agree that we're going to be in this presence. That's his word. He said, when two of you agree on earth, asking anything of the Father shall be done. So me and you have faith, and we're going to come in the name of God. We come before your throne in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, you heard your daughter's prayer request before she even said it, God. God, you can remove any bullet, God. You can remove ill rainbow shun. God, give them a miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, you see the heavy burden. Lord, you see what they're going through. God, you know all about it because you see everything. So, God, we stand in agreement, Lord. We touch and agree right now that you're going to do the miraculous. You're going to do the impossible. You're going to remove the heavy burden. You're going to do it because you are God and you are a Father. And you there, able, Shanae.
Yes, Lord.
God. God, be in their house, Lord. God, even the unspoken prayer request she had on her heart, God, you already know about it, Lord. God, you love her. You love him. You love their family, God. You say you have found no good thing from them that walk up right before you. And they walk up right because they believe in Jesus Christ, your son. Not that they're perfect, God. Nobody's perfect. Because they believe in your son, they walk up right before you, God. So do it for your glory. Do it, Lord. And God, meet their financial need in the name of Jesus. God, you know our rainbow shunned, God. Oh, Lord, you've already prepared the way. You've already moved. You've already done it. Show them and stress here, rainbow shunned. Oh, God, great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for hearing the prayer. Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you.
You are worthy. You are holy.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, there is a sweet spirit. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Before we close out tonight, I don't believe there's no one else on the line, so we're going to close out in prayer. There is a place in thee, O God. God, we long for that place in you. God, we long to be pleasing in your sight. God, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus. God, we hear Purpose Kingdom Network, every host, God. God, we want what you want. Jesus the Christ, we want what you prayed for and praying for. Holy Spirit, we want what you're leading us to. Oh, God. Oh, God, continue to give us a spirit of unity. Continue to give us a spirit of love one another. Continue to let us seek you for the purpose that you have for our lives. Oh, God, we're about your business, Lord. This is your parade. This is your platform, God. So as we come in your presence, thanking you for what you've done tonight, God, because I did what you told me to do, God. Sister Adrian sang what you told her to sing, God. I thank you for Michelle calling in, Lord, and for prayer requests. And sister, I said, I thank you, God. You did what you wanted to do tonight, and we thank you. Oh, God, you are worthy. You are holy. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you in advance for saving our household. We thank you in advance, God, for everyone who's listening on the airway tonight. Thank you for a closer walk with you. Thank you for saving our household, God. Thank you for meeting our needs, oh, God. Thank you for the financial miracles, oh, God. Thank you for the healing that's taking place, oh, God. Thank you for the deliverance that's taking place, oh, God. Thank you for the comfort that's coming, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. Oh, God, continue to look on America, God. Every continent, every country, Lord. Everyone who's in authority in the earth realm, God, you know all about them, oh, God. But you still have a people that are praying. You still have a people that have not bowed down to Baal. You still have a people that are standing in the gap as a watchman on the wall. So we thank you, God, because it could be worse than what it is, but because you have prayer, Abel Sunday. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And God, remember the wealthy that are in the land, God. Those who are giving, God, touch their heart to continue to give. God, let them know you're not just worried about their money, but you're worried about their souls. You know, anyone that perishes, but all come unto repentance, God. And God, those who have wealth and don't share, God, you even know about them, God. You said you call them fools for fear, evil, care. See a bigger bill, Abel. Build them bigger boys and not helping. Let's share, Abel Shanda. God, you know all, Abel Shanda. God, we thank you, Lord. And God, again, remember the homeless, God. Remember those who are incarcerated, that are incarcerated and wrongfully accused, God. And even the ones that are incarcerated, the crime, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. You know all about that too, God. Visions is Lord, Abel, so you will be paid. Abel, shine. Let DNA continue to show and fight for them in Jesus' name. God, remember those who are in nursing homes and hospitals, Lord, and mental institutions. God, send for those to minister to them, God, the widows, the orphans, they are able. That's your word, oh, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. And God, everyone who's on the airway tonight, Lord, and those who are not on the airway, God, those who believe in you and trust in you and believe in you for that household, God, and that are praying for their neighbors and praying for the community and praying for the world, God. You know, Rebo Shanda. Oh, God. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord. We give you all glory and honor and praise. And as we sleep tonight, God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Let us have a sweet sleep in you, O God. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, let us wake up with a new determination to want to run on to please you and to see what the end will be. Lord, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter that may not fear God and keep his commandments, Lord Jesus the Christ. God, we thank you for meeting us here at the appointed time. We thank you for blessing us with your presence. We thank you, Lord. We love you, God. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. God bless you. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Have a blessed night, and we'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk to you or be on the line with you tomorrow evening. God bless you. Good night.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.